Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is in Fuego. Find him at Slave Number Two Liberty on Instagram and Rumble. All right, brother, we got 5 minutes left. What else do you want to impart to the listeners and viewers of the amazing job you and others did there in San Diego? I mean, I think the answer is every venue we've got, the public power America has, we let the politicians say, you know, we're not going to put up with this, and we take back control of our government. We do recalls like we're seeing with Governor Newsom.
All right, real quick, last night I said one comment to Stephen the Oldbert Report, whatever his name is, and I called him some name, and my Instagram account was deleted instantly. So you need to now follow me. I just decided to go with it. Matt Baker Unhinged. It's Matt Baker _ Unhinged. I just said I'll own it. but yeah, Slave to Liberty is my brand, and these are the shirts that I've been putting out everywhere. What I call on everybody to do is just see how fun it is and just how amazing it is. And we are actually, we're being inoculated against tyranny right now. And what's happening, I want the New World Order to know this too, is what you've done is you've introduced this tyranny into the bloodstream of the planet, and the killer T's and all the lymphocytes, and we're all starting to gather together, and we're starting to analyze the enemy. We're like, enemy, and we're spreading around, and we're starting to gather together, and we're building networks, okay? And we're really aware of who's who now, and we're just getting stronger and stronger by the second. And when you unite with us, we could care less. In fact, we love you even more if you're black. We love you even more if you're a woman. If you're gay, you're straight. We have people of every stripe. People love me because I'm dreads. They're like, well, right wing guy that gets it, and he's got dreads. They just embrace you. All they want to know is that you love freedom. You love humanity. We're all on the same team.
But that's key what you said. How do we get people that serve the power structure to realize we forgive you for being conned? We're not perfect either. Just stop now. Join humanity.
Well, I called in actually a long time ago, and it was right before Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, funnily enough. And I said to you guys, there's so much corruption. We have to give some form of amnesty to these people. There's going to have to be somewhere where you guys can come forward, and we're going to say, look, if you come to Team Humanity and you give us your resignation to the New World Order, basically, and you say, look, here's what we've been doing, here's who we're working with, and here's our network. We're going to absolutely embrace you. We'll freaking build statues to you. We love you. Please join humanity now before it's too late. You have no future in this. Your money is going to be absolutely worthless. Your houses, you think you're going to keep these buildings? Like I said to the people, the 4 feet of marble, they're in there elevated. They think you're somehow separated from the fate of humanity. You are not separate from humanity. We are all in the same freaking boat here, people. Now wake up and join this team, and let's save the modicum of self-respect we have as humans on this planet before it's too late.
Absolutely. The globalist is a post-industrial anti-human world. They're going to overwrite the entire genetic code of the planet. They're actually destroying the planet. There's no reason to join this except cowardice.
And greed. People think they're getting up, they're getting money, they think they're getting ahead. And there's a certain evil, I guess, in certain men's hearts where they just want to do bad, like you said, Alex. And I got to tell people, when they get this vaccine passport in, if they do over my dead body, and like they say, you know, pull this from my cold dead hands, well, you can put your vaccine in my cold dead arm. How's that? Okay? So when they get this supposed, which they actually have enacted in other places, and once they get that, I'm just telling you, these people are sick, people, okay? They're doing this as a form of sexual fetish bondage.
I totally agree. It's all about dominance. It's about spiritual rape. It's about genetic rape. It's about hating God.
and to the children. And once they get everybody doing that, it's like porn. They're going to get bored of it. They're going to want something more. They're going to need kicks. They'll have you crawling to get into a store by the end of this. And when they get you done crawling, they're like, well, you have to cut off your balls. Well, you have to give us your first.
Exactly. Matt Baker, join us again. We love you. Wow, powerful. Our next big guest coming up. Stay with us. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, historically, we know it's true. Evil builds its power secretly and then makes its move each time with a new operation. And we're witnessing it right now. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko was the first medical doctor I saw saying hydroxychloroquine, zinc, ivermectin, vitamin D, 18, 19 months ago. At the very beginning, he treated thousands and thousands of people in New York, and I've just seen him do an amazing job. We played many clips of him here. I feel like I know him. We've got him for the rest of the hour, but try to shut up and let him talk because he's on these other great medical shows with like five or six other doctors. I want to give him a chance. He's on Fox for 5 minutes. He's on something else real quick. I want to give him, in the 45 minutes we'll have of airtime in this hour, a lot of time here. But he's a doctor who recommended that President Trump take hydroxychloroquine. His protocol results in 99% for survival of high-risk COVID patients. Dr. Zelenko has nominated for the Presidential Medal of Freedom and for the Nobel Prize. He's recognized as a hero of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. He's published in top peer-reviewed journals with world-renowned physicians. Dr. Zelenko provided counsel in the White House, personal, multiple governments, hospitals, physicians, and public figures. So he's a real trailblazer, and we've got his website on screen for you, zstacklife.com, zstacklife.com, or just search his name, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Sir, thank you so much for joining us. Wow, what a time historically to be alive. You can do big picture, 35,000 view, or the microscope view, wherever you want to start. Please, with your research, your background, you talk about these deadly killer shots, what we're facing. We really appreciate you, Doctor.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks so much for having me. I'm a family physician, board certified, and for the last 20 years I've taken care of a community in upstate New York, in Monroe, New York. And in March of last year, but the community is 35,000 people that live within a square mile. And last March, the first week of March, COVID arrived and spread to almost everyone. And we had thousands of sick patients. And if you remember, at that time, there was no treatment available. All we were telling patients is go home, take Tylenol. If you get sick or go to the hospital, you'll end up on a respirator. And in Manhattan, 80 to 90% of the patients on the respirators were dying. But that was the treatment model that we had. It wasn't very satisfying. These patients were family to me, and they were looking at me, asking me for help, and I had nothing to offer them. It's a terrible feeling. I hope no one has to feel that way ever again. And so what I've learned throughout my life is that if there's no answer, you have to find an answer. And so I started innovating, and I just used common sense. It's pretty pathetic that in this world, common sense is considered genius. But here's the common sense idea that I decided to apply, that the sooner you treat someone, the better the outcome.
right? That's just life. And then I needed to know who are the patients at risk. So I called up my colleagues, my friends at the local hospitals that work in the ICU, and I asked them, who's dying? And they told me, well, the elderly people and those with medical problems. And I said, what about the younger people? They said, we're not seeing them. So I realized that this virus doesn't kill people equally. It picks on the vulnerable. That was important information because my office, instead of seeing 50 patients a day, which was the average, we were seeing 250. Half my staff was sick. The outpatient resources like radiology and blood work were shut down. The hospitals were near capacity. So we didn't have enough resources to take care of everyone. So I triaged. I sent home the low-risk patients and devoted my limited resources to the high-risk patients. And what did I do? So I looked around what other countries had been doing in treating COVID. I looked at South Korea, and I looked at France, and I put together their protocols and modified the dosing, and I started using it in my patients. And here's the key. When they presented to my office, I did not wait for the results of the flawed PCR test, because it would take a week to get back the results. By the time I got the results, they were half dead. Didn't make sense to me. So if I thought the patient had COVID, I used my clinical judgment. I would do the testing also, but I would not delay treatment. And what I noticed was that within 12 to 24 hours of giving patients this three-drug approach, they all started getting better. I didn't believe it myself. But I kept on doing it, and I realized that after around 50 patients, that this is not a fluke, this is not a mistake, that God had given me some brilliant gift that really is saving people's lives. And I realized what this could mean. So I made a video, a YouTube video with the help of my son, because I didn't know how to make videos, and it was addressed to the President of the United States. And 16 hours later, I get a phone call myself, from Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff. And he said, Dr. Zlenko, you're looking for the president? And I said, yes. I explained to him what I was seeing. They were very interested, and I had his contact information now, Mark Meadows, I mean, cell and email. And every other day or so, I would give them updates. Then Stephen Hahn, Dr. Hahn, who was the commissioner of the FDA, he called me on my cell phone. He wanted to know what I was doing, and I told him. And then he connected me with the head people at the NIH. And I started speaking to them, and that was a dead end, because first of all, they weren't interested. Second, they didn't even know what to do with real-world evidence. See, I wasn't doing research. I was just trying to keep my patients alive. But by doing so, I generated very important information that I was hoping that people with resources would look into. But that didn't go anywhere. But what really changed things was Rudy Giuliani called me, and we did a podcast together, and that went completely viral. Millions of people saw it, and since then, my life has never really been the same.
Well, it really is amazing that you did the first original research of anybody I saw on this, Doctor. And, wow, if this information hadn't got out, and that's a whole other subject. I want to talk about currently what the disease has morphed into and what's happened. But what about big tech? What about big pharma actively trying to suppress you and so many other prominent scientists and doctors? To me, this is a crime against humanity. I don't use those words lightly. I mean, this has really been a premeditated attempted suppression of what you and other real doctors found on the ground.
You know, I'm a Hasidic Jew, and my family lost 40 or so relatives in the Holocaust, buried alive in Babi Yar outside of Kiev. So I won't use the word genocide loosely. This is a genocide against the innocent and the vulnerable. This is a carefully coordinated, brilliantly orchestrated and executed evil plan to damage and hurt billions of people. And it took me 18 months to reverse engineer this crime, but it is a crime against humanity. I really agree with you. And actually, I was the first in the world to actually call it that in the third week of March when I did an interview.
I know you did, Doctor, and you're absolutely right. And it shocks me to see this attempted takeover and extermination of humanity. So when we come back, I want to give you the floor to get into currently what's happening, how people you think should be treating it from your own research, or how we counter this genocide. But we got a minute and a half to break. What else do you want to cover, sir? Because I'm going to give you unfettered the floor when you come back.
Well, I'm going to leave your audience with very practical information that should empower them to be able to protect themselves and their families. You know, there are two risk factors to die from COVID. It's the doctor you choose and the government you live under. Because the government's tyranny is making it difficult to gain access to life-saving medication, and physician malfeasance and malpractice is delaying crucial treatment in the right time frame, and that's why people are dying. So the key here, there are over-the-counter options that people could buy and use for prophylaxis and for treatment that can reduce hospitalization and death by almost more than 80%. My data showed a reduction in hospitalization by 84%, hospitalization and death by 84%. Subsequently, dozens of studies around the world, peer-reviewed studies, corroborated the same observation. So what that means is out of 600,000 dead Americans, we could have prevented 510,000 from even going to the hospital.
Incredible. Dr. Vladimir Zinzelenko. Zinzelenko, stay right there. ZStackLife.com. Absolute trailblazer. I'm so honored to have him on. I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about movies. I don't care about power, but I care about real people. So I got chills having this guy on. Without him, we'd be in a lot worse shape right now. Stay with us and tell folks how to tune in right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jones Show on this Friday edition with Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko, the original trailblazing doctor. It's true. We first exposed all this back in, I guess, February, or he's wrecked me, of 2020. And so he was the first doctor we heard all this from. Now it's all well known, but still big tech tries to suppress it. He was getting into the fact that this is basically a depopulation operation. So he's got the floor now to continue with the history of it or how to counter it now. I mean, I know before it targeted the old, people that were sick. Now I'm seeing the Delta variant ravage my family, so many others. And you know, I see a lot of evidence from other scientists that it is mutating from the so-called vaccine, which is a live virus vaccine. But he's the medical doctor. So, doctor, please continue.
Thanks again for having me. So, actually, it was in March. That's when I started. But I sent a letter to the President of the United States documenting my experience. And my
this is March of 2020.
Yes. And I sent a letter. It was last week in March. And when the President made an announcement that he's taking hydroxychloroquine, he referenced my letter as the reason why he was doing it, that he got a letter from an upstate doctor telling him about his experiences. So that began my relationship with the Trump administration. And what happened was, after the president came out in support of hydroxychloroquine, it began to be vilified viciously, and any doctor who was using it was persecuted. They were brought up before medical boards. They were losing their jobs. It didn't make any sense. And when the president announced that he wants hydroxychloroquine made available to every single American, he tasked Secretary Azar with that job from Health and Human Services. Secretary Azar gave it to Larry Kudlow, who was the head counsel for them, and Larry Kudlow called Dr. Rick Bright from BARDA. Now, what I'm about to tell you is the mechanics of genocide. And the basis of what I'm about to tell you is Dr. Rick Bright's own words in a documentary called Totally Under Control. And what he describes is the following. When he got the president's order to make hydroxychloroquine available to every American, he says he felt that was a terrible idea, and him and his team were against it. So they crafted, together with Janet Woodcock, who's now currently the acting head of the FDA, a strategy to limit access to hydroxychloroquine. And how did they do that? Well, first, they were supposed to use the right to try legislation which enabled every single American to have access to certain drugs outside of clinical trials. They were supposed to use that pathway to make hydroxychloroquine available to every single American, to open the national stockpile of medication for every single American. Instead, what they did was they crafted an emergency use authorization that opened the national stockpile of medication to only hospitalized patients. What that did effectively, and it sent a message to every single doctor in America and employer that the government is only in support of hydroxychloroquine usage in the hospital setting. And certain employers set policies that if a doctor uses hydroxychloroquine in the outpatient setting, they would lose their job. So effectively, what that emergency use authorization did...
It's like telling a fire department you can't use fire hydrants and water to put out fires.
Correct. And so
the data shows that the early use, pre-hospital use, of hydroxychloroquine together with zinc and azithromycin reduced hospitalization and death by 84%. That means 84% of Americans who ended up in the hospital could have been saved. We're talking about over 500,000 people in America alone. And everyone knows what the FDA does and what the rest of the world follows. We could have, by the way, I treated President Bolsonaro also, but that digression. But everyone knows that whatever the American FDA does, everyone else follows. We could have ended this thing globally, except for people like Rick Bright and whoever the stakeholders are that he serves. It definitely doesn't serve the American people, that's for sure.
Well, you're right, Doctor. It's very clear. They want a corporate response, only their so-called vaccines, because they can't get correct. They can't get emergency use of these gene therapies they call vaccines if there's stuff out there that has any efficacy. Is that correct?
That is correct. I got my hands on internal FDA documents which show the following criteria: who can get an emergency use authorization. And the answer is only if there is no other option available, if there's no other therapeutic, then a drug may be given emergency use authorization if it shows potential promise. Otherwise, it has to go through the 10-year process and millions of dollars to get the drug through different trials. So what happened was that the emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine obstructed other drugs from getting it. And so there was a study that came out by Lancet, the most respected journal, peer-reviewed journal in medicine, that concluded, it was a 96,000 meta-analysis, patient meta-analysis, that hydroxychloroquine kills people. And what happened was the WHO took that information and you made a global moratorium against the use of hydroxychloroquine. The only problem with that study was it was fraud. That data didn't exist. Those patients didn't exist. And Lancet had to retract that study, which is the biggest scandal in the history of medicine. Why am I telling you this? Because when the FDA revoked the emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, in the document that explains why they did it, they quote this fraudulent study from Lancet. After it's been already retracted, it has as much value as toilet paper. Our government, our wonderful FDA, still used a fraudulent document to destroy access to hydroxychloroquine. These are actions of a government that does not want you to live.
Absolutely. I saw that last year when you were covering. I think it's incredible that they would do this. So what do you think, Doctor, the end game is here?
So you have to look at the facts and reverse engineer. So access to life-saving medication is being suppressed. Information about life-saving medication is being suppressed. Any doctor who dares say something that's against the narrative of the government, it could be the world leader in mRNA vaccine technology, Dr. Robert Malone. If he says something that is not consistent with the narrative, he gets deplatformed. So information and voices are being suppressed. I personally have been thrown off of Twitter. Facebook puts me in jail all the time. LinkedIn threw me off. YouTube takes down all my videos. So it's horrific. Now, we're going to get to the vaccine in a minute, but I want to explain to your listeners the following. There are four important components to any pandemic response. The first is spread prevention. Then it's pre-hospital care, then it's hospital care, and then there's safe and effective use of vaccines. I'm not against vaccines. I've vaccinated tens of thousands of patients in my
career. Doctor, don't want to cut you off. We got a satellite break. We're going to come back. You'll have the floor to start over with those 4 points. Amazing. Yes, sir. We'll come right back to Dr. Vladimir Zemzelenko, ZStackLife.com. They're censoring him. They're blogging him. He's a great doctor. Serves over 30,000 great people in New York and has been proven to be right. And he and others like him are the answer to coming out of this great evil. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us. Tell folks, tune in. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Censored Attacked broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, American patriot in New York, has over 30,000 patients. He was the first person to talk about how they were suppressing treatments. Well, he brought out treatments that were working, then they tried to suppress him. So he's getting into the big picture right now of what's happening, what he thinks is coming next, and just so much more. You got cut off by the break. Doctor, please continue.
Yeah, I was talking about vaccinations. I look at each vaccine and judge it on its merits. There are three components when it comes to any therapeutic that we need to assess when we're making a risk versus benefit analysis whether or not it's worth using. Number one is medical necessity. Just because we have a capability doesn't mean we need to actually use it. There has to be a need for it. So, for example, a surgeon that operates on every patient is not a surgeon. He's a butcher. He's not using medical judgment. So just because we may have an ability doesn't mean that we need it. So we have to look through the different demographics and see, is there an actual need for these vaccines, number one. Number two, efficacy. You want to make sure this stuff actually works.
By the way, when you got cut off, just to interrupt you, because I remember now, you were going through the four types of medical response, and then start over.
Yeah, I mentioned that there is spread prevention, pre-hospital care, hospital care, and vaccinations. But the vaccinations have to be safe and effective and medically necessary. So we'll go through the analysis of whether or not these vaccines, you actually need them. Then we'll see if they work, and then we'll analyze if they're safe. But I want to tell you, before we go in there, what Governor Cuomo did to my patients. First of all, Governor Cuomo, who, ex-Governor Cuomo, was directly responsible for 20,000 nursing home deaths. I have friends who lost their parents in nursing homes. Some nursing homes lost 50 to 60% of their census. So this same governor made an executive order to block access to hydroxychloroquine to my patients. And I mean it was my patients. I was the only one who was actually using it.
Wow, the magnitude of this, doctor. You're a prominent doctor, thousands of patients. Your patients blocked when you knew it would help. This is murder.
Yeah, I agree. And so what I was forced to do, I was forced to innovate again. You know, there's a saying, you don't go to war with the army you wish you had. You go to war with the army you do have. So I lost my hydroxychloroquine, which is nothing more than a zinc delivery system, and I had to find something else. So I was looking on the NIH servers, of all places, and I came across something called quercetin. And apparently it did the same thing. It got zinc inside the cell. And I never heard of quercetin, so I Google it, and I see it's over the counter. So what I realized, I took a step back, and it was one of those moments in my life, but I realized I just stumbled across the cure for tyranny. Because now, like I mentioned earlier, I can just tell you, Alex, go buy this stuff in the vitamin shop, and you'll be protected. So it was amazing. So I started using quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc for all my patients, and I had the same exact outcomes. So it was remarkable. So I should thank Governor Cuomo for sending flowers. But anyway, getting back to these vaccines. If we go through each demographic, if we go through the demographic of 18 or younger, basically healthy kids, the CDC says their survival rate is 99.998% without treatment from COVID-19. It's safer than influenza virus. Why would I vaccinate a demographic that have a near 100% recovery rate without treatment with something that is not even FDA approved and was brought to human use after a year of development when historically it takes 10 years to bring a vaccine to market? Why would I? The answer is not for medical reasons. Perhaps if I believed in child sacrifice. If you look at another demographic from 18 to 45 and healthy adults, the survival rate without treatment is 99.95%. With treatment, it's a near 100%. So same question. Why would I vaccinate with an experimental liquid that was only used, it took a year to develop? Why would I vaccinate that demographic with something like that? The answer is not for medical reasons. Or if someone has COVID and they have antibodies, they have natural immunity. Everyone knows that natural immunity is much more protective. Why would I inject them with something to make inferior antibodies? That doesn't make sense. And then you get to the last group, and this is really important. The high-risk group, which is 45 and older, are those with medical problems. They are at risk. They have a death rate of 7.5%, completely unacceptable. I agree. However, with proper treatment, we can reduce that risk to less than 1%. So now comes the risk versus benefit analysis. That if with proper treatment, I can have a death rate of less than 1%, what am I going to see if I use these vaccines? But that's going to segue into its safety issues. So if you look at it, there are three time periods you need to analyze. From the moment of injection to around 3 months, from 3 months to 3 years, and then long term, more than 3 years. In the acute setting, what we're seeing is people dying from blood clots, from inflammation of the heart, and from miscarriages in the first trimester. According to the VAERS system, which is a terrible system, but that's all we have, VAERS stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, there are 11,000 dead Americans. So my question is, what is the threshold of death? In 1976, with the swine flu vaccines, 26 deaths happened. They scrubbed the entire system. Where the government is actually admitting to 11,000 deaths. That's not enough. How about what the CDC whistleblower is saying? The number is not 11,000, but it's 45,000. It's a whistleblower. Or how about the 2009 Harvard study that said only 1% of actual events are being reported on theirs? Okay, I can make an argument that death is reported at a higher rate. So what's that rate? 20%? 30%? So you have to then scale whatever numbers that you're seeing by a factor of 5. And also, I have colleagues that want to file reports, and their reports are being rejected. Their patients died.
So, doctor, we have censorship. We have suppression of knowledge. We have suppression of treatments. We have all of this. How do we respond to this? I guess speaking out like you're doing, I mean, this is horrible.
I'm a big advocate of looking into biblical sources to find answers for modern problems. So King David in the Psalms of David writes, turn away from bad, do good, and live. So it's a very good description. So in this context, turn away from bad means do not submit to the fear, do not agree to the isolation, and stay away from the poison death shots.
It's very simple. Just turn away from the fear and the lie and live.
I think that's simple. The problem is that we're witnessing a very sophisticated psychological manipulation of humanity. Everyone knows who studied psychological warfare that prolonged anxiety coupled together with social isolation leads to a psychological decompensation. And what that happens to the person is you become very gullible and very easy to manipulate. If you look at 2015, Bill Gates said that the world population needs to be reduced by 15%. It's a TED lecture. In 2020, the same Bill Gates said that 7 billion people need to be vaccinated. So the first question, why would I want to take a vaccine sponsored by someone who believes that the world population should be reduced? A vaccine for my health, I mean. Does that make sense?
That's very simple logic. It's just logic.
And so here's the issue. I really feel that we are living through an attempt to enslave humanity. This is a war against God. Because there are two systems of thought that can no longer coexist. The first system is that we're made in God's image.
Doc, final segment. If you can hold over, it's fine. But do one more segment. The War Against God with Dr. Straight Ahead. This is so powerful. It's so true. Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko, ZStackLife.com. I'm Alex Jones. Let everybody tune in now. This is key. And then share the video once it's posted to Bandoff Video and FreeWorldNews.tv. We've done everything.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-985. 334-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. Then shop supertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko, one of the most prominent doctors out there exposing the whole COVID situation, the first guy to expose alternative treatments that were proven to be right and that were suppressed by major medical journals, which had to reverse themselves later, is here in this final long segment. Maybe he can hold a little bit longer, but whatever. We've got another hour coming up, but he's at least here for another 10 minutes. You're getting into the war on God, which, if anybody studying this, it just... the enemies of freedom just go around common sense, their own future, their own personal lives to do evil. It is a war against God. So it's a start over, sir.
There are two systems of thought that cannot coexist. The first is a divine system, divine consciousness, with the belief that every human being is made in the image of God. If we're made in the image of God, that means our lives are sanctity. If our lives are sanctity, that means we have human rights. If we have human rights, it's not in the realm of another person's prerogative to decide how long a person should live and how many of us should be on the planet. The other system is this survival of the fittest eugenic system, where it's a hierarchy of genetics. The people that have the highest adaptability are the strongest to dictate what happens to others. So invariably it leads to three types of categories: the superhuman, the human, and the subhuman. This sounds like a fairy tale, except that 80 years ago it killed 200 million people. Because you had the Nazi and the Aryans believed they were descendants of some Nordic gods, and that entitled them to decide who should live and die. So they wanted to enslave the Anglo-Saxons, the Europeans, and exterminate the subhumans, which I belong to, right? The Jews, the Gypsies, the Slavs, the handicapped, political prisoners, anyone who didn't agree with them. So what we're seeing now is the same exact thing, except it's not anti-Semitic. What it is there's a group of people, a small group, that believe that they've evolved intellectually into a higher level of consciousness, which gives them the power and the right to dictate what happens to the others. In my opinion, they didn't evolve, they devolved pagans. There's nothing new under the sun. This has been historically and biblically the narrative.
Oh, I totally agree. They're the conquest system versus the Renaissance system that builds us up and empowers us. They're like cancer. Just because cancer can take over doesn't mean it's dominant. It's a malfunction.
They're sociopaths. I have a joke. The whole world is suffering because Bill Gates couldn't find a girlfriend in high school.
Exactly.
In other words, they have such a hatred for others and such a narcissistic need to destroy and crush others to make themselves feel powerful. It's a absolutely horrific, ungodly, pagan approach to life.
But I totally agree. It's those of us that love God and the human destiny and believe in the divinity of humanity through God, and those that believe, no, they're God because they're going to dominate us. That's how they prove they're God. And their social Darwinism is dominating. They believe that's the proof they're God. So how do we counter something like that?
So look, I just found out 2 hours ago that I have cancer again. My doctor called me.
Wow.
And I'm going to need open heart surgery and chemo and radiation. So you have to understand where I'm emotionally and where I'm coming from and how I'm looking at life. And when someone potentially is very close to meeting God, okay, I'm telling you, it's not about my ego. It's not about my reputation. It's not about money. I want this world to be a better place for my children and for everyone's children. And we're now slowly going into a world of depravity, a world of where sociopaths will rule. There's many more of us than them. Their biggest fear is an educated, informed public. And so we have to open our eyes and live on a higher level of consciousness and realize that we are God's children and no putrid maggot psychopath has the right to dictate how long you're going to live. If you look at the side effects of these vaccines, because that's the real plague. You see, COVID-19 is extremely treatable. But the psychological use of fear and isolation has created a false motivation or justification to immunize.
Dr. Zelenko, I know you're a smart guy, so I know you already see this. They project their own hatred of themselves on us. They want to genetically ruin us and poison us to make us the subhuman they claim. They're breaking us so that we're broken, so we will be what they claim we are.
Well, that's how the vaccine is, how it's doing it. I was going to explain to you that.
Now, please explain it.
In the first 3 months, there's going to be a group of people that die from blood clots. There's going to be a group of people that die from heart damage. And there's going to be an increased rate of miscarriages. Then there's this period where the world experts are screaming genocide. Dr. Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for finding HIV in 2008, is saying this is the biggest risk of genocide in the history of humanity. Dr. Robert Malone, who invented this stuff, is saying, don't take it, the government's lying to you. Dr. Dolores Cahill from Ireland says she believes that in 2 years, 90% of the people vaccinated will be dead. Dr. Michael Yidden, the former vice president of Pfizer and the head of their vaccine development program, said for every one child that dies naturally from COVID, 100 will die from the vaccine. This is child sacrifice. So
yes,
the mechanism of death is your own immune system gets pathologically primed, and when it comes into contact with a similar virus, the antibodies produced by these vaccines destroy. It's like a bomb going off. By the way, there is a way around it, by the way. I just want to help people.
Oh, yes, please. Everybody's asking, is there a way to counter it if you've taken the shot or someone has been shedding on you?
Listen, there's room for repentance. You know, if you realize you made a mistake and you want to go back to a more rational way of thinking, that's fine. We all make mistakes. But the key is, if you understand the trigger of the bomb, you can prevent it from going off. And the trigger is another similar viral infection that matches the antibodies that these vaccines produce. And so the only way you're going to avoid the detonation of your bombs is by preventing yourself from getting these infections. And the way you're going to prevent yourself is not taking another vaccine and making more bombs. It's by taking antiviral, cheap, safe, effective medications, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or quercetin or EGCG.
So are you about to tie this to cervical viruses and herpes? Because I was seeing studies that the two are linked.
Well, these are RNA viruses, and all RNA viruses use the same pathway. I'm sorry, most RNA viruses use the same pathway for replication. So there's an enzyme called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, but it's an important enzyme because all the strains of COVID use this one enzyme to make copies of its genetic material. So if you could shut down this enzyme, you could shut down the replication of all the strains of COVID. That's why I don't care if it's Delta, Lambda, South African, or whatever. They all are treated the same way. We can shut down their viral replication, and the body's immune system will take care of the job.
So what do we do prophylactically, doctor? What do we do preemptively?
Well, you need a bullet, and that's zinc. Zinc inhibits this enzyme. Zinc does not get into the cell on its own. So you need a zinc delivery system. It's like a gun and a bullet. So there are four zinc delivery systems. One is hydroxychloroquine, another is ivermectin, then there's quercetin and EGCG, which is a green tea extract. When you use that together with zinc, you have a functioning unit, a synergy of gun and bullet or zinc delivery system, a zinc ionophore with zinc. It gets the zinc into the cell in the right concentrations, inhibits RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, and what happens is you shut down viral replication. If a virus cannot make copies of its genetic material, it will not spread. So that's the key. It's so simple. And if you prime your immune system by having enough zinc already on board, enough vitamin D and enough C, then most likely you will not get these infections. And if you do get this infection, you have to treat much more aggressively in day one or two and not allow for your immune system to explode and kill you. The long-term consequences here are completely unknown. This paper showing increased risk of cancer, increased risk of...
Well, doctor, that was my next point, and I know you've got to go. Can you do five more minutes, a little short segment with us?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a rocket scientist like you, but I read a lot of stuff, and I see where people take these Pfizer Moderna shots, and they get, like Roger Stone's wife, a week later, she had this big thing under her arm. She went, they said, oh, it's stage 4 cancer. And they admit, oh, it's going to make you get cancers, but don't worry about it. It's probably not cancer, but then all these people I know, including family, 47-year-old woman had to have her uterus removed. She got cancer a month after the Moderna shot. So to me, it's so crazy to watch this happening. Back in 2 minutes, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko, ZStackLife.com, here on this Friday edition. Wow, what a powerful interview. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.